Yasin?
Oh. What? Sensei. I was wondering if
Weebonomics. Welcome to Weebology 101. Today we're going to introduce you to the culture of weeb, how to succeed, thrive, make friends, community, find online relationships, and
That's right.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all we're going to do. There's nothing else.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Can I play you all a song and see where it takes you mentally?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm searching the right song, but here it is.
Oh, yeah.
Is it? What is it?
Did that just sound like The Doors?
Oh, Pokemon?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Pokemon.
Is that the Johto region?
Mom, I'm going on an adventure. I'm going to capture a bunch of fucking animals and force them to do labor.
Get your ass fucking back in here.
What the hell? You don't know me. I'm not going to play these games. Fuck you, bitch. I'm 18. I do whatever the fuck I want. I'm going to go catch an electric rat. And by the way, I don't even give a fuck. Then I'm going to lock his ass in a computer for a year and a half.
Wow.
Damn, the hillbilly trailer park Pokemon.
Are Pokeballs computers?
Bro.
They're electronic prisons.
That's a great question.
Is this a computer? Is it a computer? What is it? Is it
ancient energetic Pokeballs were magic. You see what I'm saying? Before electricity was even invented, they used stone and magic to capture magical animals.
Oh my God.
That's cool. Is that real?
From what I've read and what I can remember, yeah, that's real.
That's fucking cool. Before there was like the chrome Pokeballs, they had stone Pokeballs.
That's right.
But inside of the Pokeball, you guys know what it looks like, right?
But it's like a pad, right? Like they're chilling. It's like they have a conversation pit and they have fucking soda streams and such.
Bigger. Way bigger.
A mansion?
Way bigger.
Island?
Bigger, I think.
A galaxy? Is it? Can they talk to each other inside? Once they're in the Pokeball, can they interact with different Pokemon inside of the Pokeball universe?
If I'm remembering correctly from Pokemon the movie 2000 featuring Bellossom, yeah, they can all fuck with each other and chill and shit.
Wow.
Whoa.
It's fucking sick.
But that doesn't excuse what they do.
That's crazy. I would say that I used to be a weeb, but they didn't even have that phrase when I was growing up.
How did you express yourself weebistically?
It was deep shame. My weebonomics was shame-based weebonomics.
Which is a good thing.
And I would hide the fact that I was into anime, and then I would sort of like, kind of through hints, like suss out the other kids who were into it, and then we would kind of in private like it was like a secret, you know, that we were into
LGBTQIAW. You were the W.
You know what's
interesting? What
a lot of people say LGBTQIA+ when they should be saying LGBTQIA multiplication symbol factorial. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
That's interesting.
That's very interesting. I want LGBTQIA+ and respectfully to be replaced by the letter H, human.
The whole thing is H.
The whole thing is H, human being. And you could do whatever by the way you can express yourself any way you want. We won't judge. We will accept you. And we'll have special nights at the library for you.
What if I'm not a human? What
if I don't give a fuck? I accept you anyways, unless you're trying to destroy the planet, alien.
What if I am both?
Then I want to capture you and study you and do tests and test your blood and suck on your neck.
God, we got to get improvised porn up on the internet. Do you see what I'm saying?
It's all improv.
I'm sure there's an element of improv.
They didn't plan that out. They don't plan it out when they make those videos. All right.
They do.
All right. Well, then
are you kidding me? You think there's not a script supervisor making sure, like, hey, just so you know, we're moving on to the next shot. You did nut to the left. Interesting.
All right, so we're doing doggy style. Then they definitely are talking like that. You know,
we're cutting doggy style. We don't have time. We don't have time. We're moving on.
Let me try again. Let me go again.
No. We're moving on. Moving on.
I have to do doggy style.
Master, I think I can do doggy one more time. I got it. I know I couldn't get it going last time, but this time I'll do it. I promise. I'm practicing.
Something like that.
What does that mean? You've been practicing.
Well, I don't know. But I would like to write a animated book, manga about these type of porn actors who are trying to come up.
Ooh. The softcore. That would have a big audience.
Assuredly.
Because people like to get sexual with the anime sort of stuff.
I think my plan is to start putting softcore manga, like young men pornographic stuff, in the Home Goods and TJ Maxx's of the world for the moms to a scented candle from 2007. Well, what's next to it? Eric Rahill's boy porn, or not, you know what I'm saying?
what is it called?
Eric Rahill's boy.
Wait, do you want to trademark that?
Young adult male over the age of 23 porn.
You're not cutting that out.
I don't think I understand any of that. But
you see what I'm saying? The sales would go through the roof.
You're saying
above, like, put the kids' toys at the bottom, and then on the higher shelves at MILF height, that's where you put.
Yeah, keep it away from children.
Eric Rahill's graphic young adult novel.
Let's move on. What do you guys like, Mochi?
Do I like Mochi? I was just in a beautiful store. If you're ever on Atlantic Avenue, kind of near downtown Brooklyn, I guess, go ahead and get yourself into the Japanese awesome grocery store. Damn, I was there yesterday. I had to cop myself the lychee ramune.
Mm. What's that?
What's that?
Lychee,
yeah.
Mm.
It's weird to go into a store that's that decked out as if I'm in Japantown, and yet there's hella my fucking awesome white hipsters walking around in there. And then what you could do date night idea. Trust me. Oh my God. Take your girl to downtown Brooklyn. Then go ahead and go to a beautiful diner. There's many diners to select from around there in Brooklyn Heights.
What's the Montague number one? Street. What's the number one?
I don't know. Is it the Montague Diner? Is that even what it's called? Or is it Clark's Diner?
Can you
remember?
Where
we went yesterday.
What's the diner order, by the way?
It's a
Not
Western
I'm curious.
Omelet.
Oh,
and let
ham?
Me get an English muffin instead of, you
Green
know what?
Peppers?
It tasted a little too much. It was a little too ham forward yesterday.
Ham freaks me out sometimes.
Well, it's from the pig.
Right. And it's pink like the outside, which is what trips me out. You mean it's pink all the way down?
That is confusing.
What? What other animal has that?
Sheep. White.
Sheep is white. I feel like sheep is brown on the inside. You know what I mean? Mutton. Mutton's got to be brown.
Lamb chop. You ever have lamb and mint jelly?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that sounds British.
Is it British?
Mint jelly. It's got to be.
Mint jelly.
That's British? It's not turkey? Why do I think that? Why does anybody think?
I don't even know. You know, in LA, we have Japanese diners. Put it that way.
Wow.
Yeah.
How could that be?
Well, they make food in a Japanese way, but in the diner style.
Damn.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. Ramen,
that sounds
omelets.
Have you ever been to one of them automated ones where they...
No.
I've never been to one where they have like a tray coming around like a racetrack and you kind of like pick up your thing.
Like a sushi?
Yeah, like a sushi conveyor belt.
Yeah, oh yeah. I only went there one time with our good friend Merrill in Philadelphia.
What is the quality like there? Was it good? Was it? Because I kind of feel like it's going to, those plates have been moving around a little too much in the air and they get a little old.
No, because there's a dome on top of them.
Oh, the freshness dome.
A freshness dome.
And can you hide the dishes after you take them and say, actually, I only had this cup of water?
Eric.
You see how my mind works.
I hate to hear that.
I'm a klepto, dude. I can't fucking stop thinking about that type of shit.
You have to stop stealing.
I can't.
It's not,
man.
Right. It's destroying humanity from the bottom up. Venezuela is under attack.
I know, dude. I don't even know what to do about it at this point.
Good God. You know what? This is what I was thinking about this shit. Because we're comparing this to George W. Bush, okay? Right?
Right.
Saddam Hussein, same thing, all right? But there was like a whole lead up to that where they were like, oh, he has weapons of mass destruction. Da, da, da. I feel like that Trump just went in, just there was no foreplay.
That's where you're not correct.
I guess there was a little bit with the bombing of the boats, but
Pete Hicks says
it goes farther than that.
Of course,
it goes deeper than you can imagine. What if I said it started with Barack Obama? The call is coming from inside the House. The Democrats in 2013, under the supervision of Barack Hussein Obama. I almost just said my street name for no reason.
That's been planted in you. That is the sleeper cell activation. Barack Hussein Obama 6037.
I don't know it enough to really know what the fuck I'm about to say, but as
You're
far
saying
as
this
I'm concerned,
has been in the works for a long time.
As far as I'm concerned, yeah, because this is fun. Getting a history, government, geopolitical war check-in from three people that don't really know what the fuck they're talking about. So what happened is Obama, I think in some way, there was some, at some point, somebody, some chick that I can't remember her name, she was like gonna, something happened, and now I don't even know, but she might be replacing, her name starts with M, I think, and Exxon is gonna, you know, they lost their share, and then BRICS is starting to destabilize the American currency by having an oil-based trading system that doesn't include the United States. It's gonna destabilize the country. It's not even about the oil, really. It's about the larger economic picture of global infrastructure trade.
Right, of course. You don't have to tell. You don't have to,
you
don't
have to explain that,
shit,
dude.
Like, all right?
Right.
So clear to me already from just context.
Here's
clues.
What we need to do with this shit is we need to stop killing the people that figure out free energy system, the Tesla free energy,
I know,
orb,
dude,
and cars and motorcycles, because people are, every time somebody figures it out, there's a couple people every year they figure it out. Just let those people fucking live, and let's just live, and we don't have to do this shit.
We'll, you're putting a spotlight on yourself, dude, because I know what you've been doing with the
I don't
oil
care.
I know what you've been doing with those mini packs of cereal, variety packs.
Be careful, man. Be very careful.
Let's just say
if I figured that shit out, I'd be dead. Or you think I'd fly? Or you think I could charm the CIA into letting me live?
You beg for like an entry level position in the CIA? Well, it's like a God. Well, I don't. Yeah. Something's about something big.
This
is
what I was. This is what I was very curious about. And I was thinking, man, should I write a Reddit post about this? Because I'm
always, if that's the question, always write the Reddit post. Don't think twice. Always go to Reddit and write that shit.
But I was seriously being curious about this. How does a corporation, or let's say like a corporation, needs to like take somebody out who's going to fuck with their money? I feel like this happens all the time. Take me step by step. I'm not saying I want to do this, but I'm just curious how this happens, dude.
How a corporation takes out someone?
Yes. Let's say like in the instance of a new technology being invented, this new technology would totally wipe out a sector of the economy. Okay. step one, take me through the steps, how this happens, where we're going to take this out and we're not going to get caught. That's the main thing. We're just going to fly under the radar. How does this happen? And it's, here's, and a, if there's a movie book about on this,
Michael Clayton,
or
Michael Clayton,
is it based on a true story?
With how realistic it is, I have to imagine it's based on a true story.
That's a funny name.
Michael Clayton. It's
a great fucking
basically
Clayton.
Let
me play someone named Clayton.
Anytime.
Thanks.
Anytime. I can write a play like that.
Thank you.
Clayton's Promise.
Love it.
Promising to be celibate when you're 16, but you can't. And then it's over 10 years and you're watching every major temptation.
I love that. I fucking, that's awesome, Eric.
At a roller skating club, at a fucking deli. 16,
26.
At the hospital.
36.
But in Michael Clayton, this happens, and a major corporation basically takes someone out. Just put it that way. And what happens is that the killing is so far removed from the people at the top that are making little decisions from Outlook, from their email, that they don't even feel it when it happens. You see what I'm saying? Just a business.
But I'm just
decision.
Like, what? How does this really happen?
Well,
like,
Nate, here's how it happens. Fixers. Let me please try. I mean, I can't do this, but what you're saying is, how do you fly under the radar? Why don't you be the person who invented the radar? Do you see what I'm saying? Why don't you let yourself be on the radar as an unrecognizable threat? Because none of this shit is happening under the radar. We all saw Qasem Soleimani. We all saw what happened in Iran when the British Petroleum was instituting a government. They're not under the radar. Sometimes the most invisible you can be is right in front of the most eyes you can imagine.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Need I say that again?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So what I'm saying is, plain sight is the largest shadow. I don't know how many times I have to say this metaphor.
Oh, yeah.
You can Well. Sometimes the most interesting secret agents actually might be the most famous people on the planet.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
So let's say you own British Petroleum, right?
Uh-huh.
And you're going, man, I was making all this bread in the Middle East. But all of a sudden, some people are getting kind of like soft about it because they feel like they don't have autonomy in their, or a voice in their land or their government. Well, guess what? I guess I kind of actually just jumped ahead too far. But yeah, that's what you do, is you do a regime change. And you're in, because you're sitting in the meeting with every leader of Saudi Arabia, every leader of Switzerland, every leader of this, you guys are going, what the hell, man? Where's our profits at? Who's messing with the bag? I feel like I'm getting pretty close to something accurate.
I think you are. I think you fucking are.
And then you
know why scary me.
This is another, just to move, this is like a similar topic, but I don't know why I'm thinking this way in 2026, but I was like, if there was a candidate who would truly bring in the change that the world needs, I'm talking about world peace level shit. All right.
You're talking about if Jesus started running the United States.
Exactly. If Jesus Christ,
imagine the infrastructure bill we'd get. Oh my
God. I mean, and really, really, cause we have all the resources. We have all the things we need to really flip this whole world into a one world government and one world utopia. It's possible. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm mm-hmm. saying.
Holy shit.
But if you tried to do that, they would fucking kill you. 100,000%.
I've
never been more
percent.
Sure of something in my life.
Well, they do kill you and they are killing us.
They're with red dye?
With red dye 40. Uh-huh. And they're starving us with global capital. That's
and doom scrolling as well, starving our minds.
Right.
There has to be a way. Okay, here's what we do. I just fucking cracked the code. Why don't we initiate bartering again? Currency is over. From now on, if you want a mm-hmm. sandwich, you have to bring a bottle of Advil. If you want to pay rent, you have to bring a stack of books and a gold chain.
If you want
eliminate currency.
To listen to the Thursday episode of our podcast called Joy Tactics, you have to teach us how to fucking do ballroom dancing for 2 hours.
Wonderful, wonderful way to explain that as well, Eric, broadening it to services.
I can't believe I'm starting to spiral about my fucking mustache getting trimmed down. I'll just put it that way.
All right. I'm spiraling, Eric. Jesus, we're talking about geopolitical.
I know,
concerns.
But that's where my mind goes, bro. I get selfish.
You're backlit, man. You're backlit. We can't see your
fucking
mustache.
Man, on purpose, because the barber trimmed one side a little too. I just wish he wouldn't have touched the mustache, bro. I just have this is my one rant. Don't touch the mustache. Why'd you do that, bro? Why?
Oh my god.
Did he ask?
No, bro. That's what's interesting. He didn't even ask.
I keep telling you, I keep on offering to both of you guys to step inside the Nate Brown lineup barbershop, and you always deny me.
I would let you.
I've been cutting my own hair for 8 years to 10 years probably. You don't think that doesn't add up to a expert level experience? I could fade that shit up, dude. It's easily. Jack, I would do so. Oh, I'll do. I know exactly what I'd do with your head, dude.
Tell me. Base it on my face contour. You know what I'm saying?
I would give you bangs, dude. I would give you beautiful
French bangs.
That would mirror your mustache.
Let me show you what I'm working like, with.
Yeah. Dude, I would fucking. And I put extensions.
Will you cut some of my bangs off and put them on my bald spot?
Yeah. Oh, dude, look at that shit, man.
That's what I need is the bald.
And I would give you the bald face, but I would keep the mutton chops. Like the I would go bald face.
Yeah.
There would be like sideburns, but then it would go bald fade up to here.
Yes. Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
And I want my bald spot to be like glistening. Like
I want to
wax.
Shine it up.
I want you to wax, like get rid of anything that's left there and just wax that shit. I want the skin yarmulke to be busting like a bowling ball.
Oh, yep.
Mm. I had two cast members of Saturday Night Live cut my hair.
Who, man?
Jeremy Culhane and Tommy Brennan.
What, did they just take little lock hits for themselves for the new year?
Yeah, they're into some Illuminati shit. Yeah, I like to let random people cut my hair. I do feel like it's a good way to, like a good icebreaker.
It's very intimate. Yeah,
that's a bonding opportunity.
That's a bondage opportunity.
Think about this. One world party. Everyone gets shipped to Japan for one fucking worldwide party. I know I've talked about this before. But every person on Earth, there's no one even guarding anything. No one's staying behind to watch any nuclear facilities. Nothing like that. Everybody has to go to Japan for 2 weeks for the ultimate party. Imagine that. Could it fit?
I don't think so.
If you had 9 billion people on that island, you could definitely put
for
them
sure.
There. But how much space would they have? What would happen? What would be the consequences?
We need a worldwide. You know what? Like you know, like street sweeping. What is it called?
Street sweeping.
Street sweeping.
Yeah. Yep.
There should be that on the rest of the world. It should be like everybody's got to get out of your place, go to Japan for every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. and then everybody kind of cleans up the world and then
alternate hemisphere cleaning.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Wow. Everybody get over here. We got to redo the air. Everybody. Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
Everybody get back. It's sparkling.
But who's doing the sparkling and why isn't it just the people who live there?
Well, this is what we use autonomous robot forces for.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Now I'm listening.
Yes, as you should.
When is Elon Musk and Tesla? So these fools are in a moment of panic. I would have to imagine.
Why?
Because people don't like the Cybertrucks. They've become a symbol of hate. So what? They have to pivot to the right side if they ever want to last. Need I say that again? It's just true, man. I don't know what to tell you.
The amount of Teslas that I see in my neighborhood that say, like, I bought this before Elon went crazy.
It's got to be 15 on my walk with my
Doesn't dad. Matter. Wow. I'm taking a baseball bat to the fucking windshield.
Yeah.
While you're in the car.
Jesus. Well, we're at well, a guess stop what? Light. You're going to get a baseball bat back to your dome because it's going to go sproing. Because you can't.
Or a robotic defense system.
Well, because it's too difficult, isn't it? That's the whole thing, right?
I met a guy at my family gathering who had a Cybertruck, and he had it parked outside the
family Was it kind of family did function? Sit? Did he let you sit in the driver's seat? And
no, I begged him, but he...
Please, I won't even...
Please!
Let me ask you, what color was it? What color shorts was he wearing? Was it salmon, or was it blue with little sailboats on it?
Right.
And what? This, and did he take his guy, sunglasses
you would,
off?
You would never... I don't want to say you would never... guess that he had a Cybertruck because I feel like anybody who has one, you're like, yeah, that makes sense. But he was like, he was so like, I was like, you have a Cybertruck? And he's like, yeah, like
he loved it.
yeah.
But and I heard it works and then
my uncle was like, do you know how much the Cybertruck costs? And I was like, I don't know, like $60,000. And he was like, oh, and I was like, 80. And he's like, it's $120,000 apparently.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here thinking this guy has like kids, the guy who owns it. And I'm like, that I don't know. Yeah, because I don't think that he's making that much money to like to splurge on that. I'm like, come on, dude. You could have put that in a
well so begins my feature film idea.
What?
Do you realize this one? I think I must have told one of you guys about this. This is maybe this isn't fucking related. You know how people you get hired to like take a supercar across the country and deliver it to Miami?
Yeah.
Road trip movie.
Oh, the most rarest car on the planet.
Where it's fucking
holy shit.
Nate. Or no, it's oh, this is what it was. And this is copywritten.
Oh, dude, I have something to add to this, but go.
Okay, so Eric plays my fucking rich ass boss.
Right.
No, is that right? No, it's the other way around. I play Eric's rich-ass boss at the data collection company, and he fucking has to fucking drive me and my 2016 orange Lamborghini Gallardo accompany me from fucking San Francisco to Fort Lauderdale. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And on the way, Nate plays the lot lizard that we pick up. Tell me that's not a great road trip movie.
Oh, man. That's good.
You guys remember those?
Okay. Can I pitch on this? This slightly alters the idea, but
go ahead, twin.
Back to the damn, this is a good idea. We are I don't know what those are called where they stack up the cars or whatever to deliver them. Car delivery drivers.
Right.
Car
delivery drivers. Yeah.
And we have just one car on it and it's like, we've never seen it before. It's like, it's such a wild model and we just Lotus take Magenta. It out for us. We're like, dude, we should take it out for a spin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Nate. We're like driving it around and we're like, dude, this is so fast. It's awesome. We're having such a good time. Our tow truck breaks down. So we have to drive the actual car to the location. And we're just like, dude, we don't need to tell our boss. Like we're already on the fence.
We can't call AAA and get our car.
We
our
can't.
Truck
no,
fixed.
No. We're like at, we're not even supposed to be doing this job, you know?
Oh my God.
Damn.
Or something like that. So we're driving this car and we go to the gas station. And we're like, dude, this certainly needs some gas. We put it in and nothing works. It's the free energy car.
No.
Damn, we're on our fucking tail right now. The government is trying to kill us because they need this. Because we're trying to drive this to a scientist who's about to put this into the reproduction automation factory to put this out to the world.
Nate.
And
yes. Let me add another 400
Are you kidding
million.
Me? There we go. Bam.
Let me add another 400 million to the box office for this one, right?
What does that mean? All right, go.
Because that would probably do about 20 million with the right. I need some
coffee. And the budget's 8,000 or something.
So all of a sudden, we're driving around, and there's a glowing fucking blue cube in the middle that's powering the car, right?
What the fuck? We can't believe it. We're driving. And by the way, we do realize it can fly and go to 1,000 miles an hour as well.
Okay.
All of a sudden, we start flying that shit. Who comes up next to us? Iron Man. It's Iron Man 5. Right. Actually, this is Iron Man
Eric,
5.
Eric, stop. This is the...
Eric, stop, man. We had a genuinely really awesome idea.
That is the dumbest fucking idea I've ever heard in my life, dude.
It's Tony Stark's invention, bro. And now it's palatable to people all over the world. You
ready
see what
now,
I'm saying?
I'm going
to
add
Austria,
another...
To Malaysia.
We'll I'm going to add another $8 million onto the profits. We crash into each other. We're fighting in the sky because there's guns on this car too. Iron Man does that, shoots at fucking us. We shoot back. Robert Downey Jr. Ha, nice try, bastards, gay bastards. I'm only saying that because Robert Downey Jr. does edgy comedy now.
Right.
Smash down into the woods. We land inside of the cabin in the woods. Oh my God.
I've been waiting for the sequel
it's
too.
A little bit of a, got a little more artistry to it.
Holy shit. And then fucking Ethan Hawke comes out in the black phone outfit. Hello, you did your the phone ring inside? Not yet. Well, just wait a second. Jack picks it up. That's when the black phone monster comes out.
From Super Stranger Things?
From the black phone.
Oh.
And let me add so how much is the box office right now currently with these additions?
400
You added 400 million.
4.2 billion.
No, no.
4.2 billion. Okay, so this is the highest grossing film of all time.
inflation. Yeah.
Right, because this will come out in 2042 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the first. This movie is not in 3D. It's the first 4D film. What is that?
See, I've already been to those. They have those already.
Wait. Is that the chair movie?
Yeah. And those mist. Right,
so this is 5D.
And smell and such.
5D. Right. So this is 5D.
Okay. What's that mean?
It means that you are, it's a Neuralink compatible film where you're actually feeling the sadness of the characters.
Or emotions.
Yep. And you're
you know,
feeling
they've had
the...
a version of Neuralink for that for over 2,000 years that novelists have learned how to use, and it's called... empathy, bro. The original Neuralink. Oh, you want to feel the sadness? Well, why don't you just put yourself in their shoes mentally? I could do that like that.
Well, what about narcissists who can't feel empathy? This would bring narcissists to their knees.
Holy shit.
Which I've been trying to do
twisting
a long time.
Well, you've been battling against narcissists since I knew you.
Somebody's got to fight the fight, man.
Do you guys know any narcissists?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. What are you fucking... What are you...
I want to meet one, bro, so I can fucking call them out.
I know a very dangerous one.
Who, man? Orange skin?
I don't want to say who, but... yeah.
Ron Seacrest?
Donald Trump, bro. It is Donald Trump.
Fucking shit.
Why
okay,
we
so
this,
we've
man?
Just made him an amazing yeah. movie. Wow. How
Should
simple.
We weebify it though?
Yeah, okay.
I don't have the energy for this shit anymore. We gotta take it down a notch.
You know, right when Nate started doing the anime voice at the beginning of the episode, I thought, I don't have it in me right now. My serotonin is depleted
from yeah, how do you feel
too
now,
much
Eric?
Party conversations. It's coming back up, bro. It's
Eric,
coming
force
back
yourself
up.
To a 10 immediately.
I can't, man. I can only do that when a film camera's on me, not a webcam.
Bruh.
The cameras are rolling, man. People are going to remember
know.
This one.
This
know, is
going
to be the one that people remember.
Could you guys imagine being forced to cry on command, on set? That's what an actor does.
Gun to your head.
Cry now.
Gun to your head. You're staring right in the fucking eyes of Matthew Lillard. He's got the craziest prosthetics you've ever seen. I think that shit is easy. And I think it's a joke, dude. I think drama is a fucking joke. I think comedy should be the only Oscars. Don't you see where I'm going?
Right.
What are the comedy awards?
The comedy awards are not quantifiable, and you can't monetize them. The awards of comedy are making life enjoyable. How interesting. Mm-hmm. Wow. Suck it.
I want you guys now to name 4 Japanese people each.
4 Japanese people? Are you testing out? This is your gotcha. Famous? Like,
this is my guy. I'm going to start doing this.
Right now?
At home,
your
goods.
Street yeah. interviews.
Name 4 Japanese roommates you've had right now.
I pray to God I don't get caught in some video like that. You know what I'm saying?
You don't have them on God. The ready for every race and gender identity.
Well, I don't. You have a notebook where it's like that all, you memorize them every day.
Locked down. Yeah, yeah.
Nate, or sorry, Eric.
What?
Top 20 Egyptian people go now that you know personally.
Tutankhamun.
Egyptian female poets.
Cleopatra.
You're canceled. You're canceled. I'm sorry. I'm stopping the interview. I'm like a bird. I want to get to know you.
Oh, back to Japan. I saw a video of a guy. He said, I spent a summer abroad with a family. He was like a military, something with the, I don't know. He had to live with a family there. And he said, I was drunk 24/7 with this family. They would just keep on pouring. It was beer for lunch, beer for breakfast, sake for dinner. Damn. He said they just kept on drinking all day long. He said, I don't even remember the whole experience because we just kept on drinking. And then the lieutenant, he called up the lieutenant. He said, dude, I don't know what's happening, man. I'm with this like family of alcoholics. Like, and he's like, what? And he's like, what are you doing? He's like, they're pouring sake every night and I'm drinking it down. He's like, dude, what are you doing? And this is a warning. Okay. This is about Japanese culture and etiquette. You are not supposed to look how closely Eric's listening right now.
Japanese trying to etiquette. Clock it in.
Clock it in.
You only are supposed to take, you're supposed to leave a little bit at the bottom of the sake shot. But if you down the whole thing, that means you want to keep going. And it's customary.
Oh well. My God.
So they, so, yes, so after
I have a trick
this
I want to play
down,
on some people then. Yeah.
So after this went down, he said, oh shit, I can't believe this. I've been, so the next night he just took a sip of the sake and the family went, oh my God, thank you so much. They were like so relieved that they had to, that they could stop drinking.
Ma'am.
Well, that was that quite so interesting.
Funny. Which one of us would be the best salary man? Japanese salary man.
Oh my God.
Nate. No question.
Honestly, yeah, I think it might be me.
It would be you, bro, because yeah. I would try to do it, and I think I would be loving it, but it would break me so fast. It would break me, and I don't have that work ethic either.
I've seen Nate wearing a formal attire in such strange places, just yeah. like a diner, at like a cafe. Like
something about that feels right to me.
Yeah,
working 18 hours a day and just mm-hmm. like going to faded. A bar, getting fucked up out of my fucking goddamn mind.
Hella snack plates at an izakaya.
Yep.
This is what I wish we had more.
Sleeping on the
style.
Street with my briefcase as my pillow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Waking up, doing it all over again.
It's fucking sick.
Having a girlfriend I rent and a best friend that I rent as well.
Mm-hmm.
You can rent best friends too.
Yes, dude, you can rent. Yeah,
with the way that you guys have been treating me and ignoring me and shit. Yeah, I think that's starting to sound pretty good, to be honest. How many people, if you were up for rental as a friend, how many people do you think would pay?
Oh dude, You're saying like your Bumble profile?
Huh? Yeah.
You're kind of like Bumble, like Tinder sort of app profile. I would just be like, whatever you want to do, like, I'm down. Like, it's just about you. You know,
it's about you.
If you want to be silent, if you want to be, if you want to play video games, if you want to yell at me, if you want to treat me like shit, that's fine. This is about
you. I'm starting to think this sounds. I want to make
your experience amazing.
This, I know that there was just a movie with, what's his name from The Mummy?
Brendan Fraser.
Fraser. Rental Family. Where he does something like this in Japan. But I'm like, bro, I think that this could be actually huge. A rental agency for people?
Oh, it's coming for the United States for sure.
It's coming.
There's so much loneliness here that.
Well, look at fucking when you have a Twitch. When you have a Twitch subscription, don't you see what I'm saying?
Connection, right? Right. Of course.
Don't you see what I'm saying?
I do.
And if you're wondering, yes, I have been watching iShow Speed in Africa.
Nate's been giving me daily breakdowns of like, bro, yesterday.
But Nate, have you been watching White Speed in Africa?
Are they trying to ignore him? Are they trying to
White
ignore him?
Dude, I'm starting to get pissed at iShow Speed for disrespecting White Speed, aka Tiki the Streamer.
Well, he's through it right now because I follow White Speed on TikTok and he's
what's happening to White Speed?
He was like sleeping in his car in the United States and he was like, okay, I'm like, I can do the follow him around here because I could sleep in my car and I just need to go to the next, you know, it's, I'm familiar with this. But Africa, he's having to take flights and sleep in hotels. So the expenses are just exponential to try and do this. And he's like risking all of his money. And he's at his wit's end and it just started. He's not even fucking, I don't know if he's even built for this.
He's built for this. Trust me. He is. It's, I saw a video, I guess he maybe saw him or whatnot. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but it's like, iShow Speed walking down the street somewhere in like South Africa. And then his team is like, hey, White Speed's over there, just so you know.
Yeah, this is what I saw.
And then out of focus in the background, you see White Speed hanging from his knees from the roof of a balcony. Like hanging down like a bat.
That's tight.
That shit is so funny. Literally, fuck Speed for not letting... But what could be more funny than having some guy show up for 8 seconds of your 24-hour stream and go, hey, man, yep, that's right, and then leaving. Good. Remember, this shit reminds me of fucking all the TV shows growing up. Bear in the Big Blue House. Everybody likes a cameo. Kramer, pop your head in. Wilson from fucking whatever. Cameos are dead.
I'm trying to see if he's...
What are you guys both Googling right now?
I'm trying to White see Speed if he's live status. Right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to see. I'm trying to see how we can get back to White right Speed. Now.
Though he's not doing it 24/7, which is, you know...
Because he's doing intel. He's stalking.
Nate wants to start streaming abroad. That's what he told me.
It seems so fun. I mean, like...
It does seem
but
fun.
But to be that famous and do it... Well, I guess it would be funny if you're just like...
Hey! Walking, people start flocking. Nobody. Falling to their knees.
Nate! Oh,
wouldn't that be insane?
Yeah. Hey!
I would be so rude to the fans.
What would you
that
think?
Would be like the attraction of it. I would be like, I would have my bodyguards shoving people down into the fucking dirt, and like I have like a taser on me, and I'm tasing all my fucking fans. Get the fuck back! So contentious with them.
Something tells me that you are so nice to people when they come to you now, but if you. I mean, when you become next level, like nuclear level famous, I think that people are going to be like, Nate Verona's the meanest person. Get the fuck out. Because he'll be banishing them, having the guards like, push people out of the way.
Get them out.
Because there's two stories of the people, you know, I feel like the three of us have taken a healthy amount of L's in our lives. But when
for me, unhealthy. It's getting to be unhealthy.
Well,
every L is healthy.
An L is a lesson.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is you can, when you finally ascend, you either keep the ladder down or you pull it up. You have two mm-hmm. choices. You either say, hey, I've been where you're at and I sympathize or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or you say, fuck, I never want to talk to any of you fuckers again.
Right.
I'm pissed. And so that's where Nate is going to be.
You know what? I honestly, I think I would be, I think it would destroy my life because I'm like so much of a people pleaser. I want people to like me so much.
Yeah, yeah.
That any, like, if I had like, my life would be like trying to make people think that I'm like, you know, a
really nice like, guy, get them generous.
To, get them to like me when a fan comes up to me. Like if it was like swarms of people every day, I think I would just be like, I can't do this anymore.
Mr. Nate, Mr. Nate, can I get a picture? Please?
Like, yeah, of course. Yeah. Come on in, man.
Come on in. Wait, no, that's not what I want.
Yeah. Come on over. Come over to my house.
Okay. Oh, this is
get
crazy.
Get in the car, man. Get in the car, dude.
This is crazy. Honey, I'll be back in a couple hours, I guess. Hopefully. I don't know. I'll see you. Yeah, here's, maybe take my debit card, honey. I'm going to go with
all
Nate.
Right.
So.
I mean, has there ever been a A-list serial killer?
Wow. Somebody who's big. Oh, that's a good question.
Well, it's also a good movie idea that could interact with the Endless Energy car.
Oh, the Endless Energy. That's the title. Yeah.
And the Endless Energy car.
The Endless Energy car film.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a great fucking idea. Are we going to cook? Are we going to finally cook on something? We don't got, we got plants in the. In the fucking development pipeline. We got the endless energy car.
I think something that's really nice about us is that we can't quite, it's a little bit of a failure to launch. And I think that's what I like about us. So let's, I like the idea. Now let's fucking play video games. Forget about it.
Yeah.
I'm writing the endless energy car. I'm saying it right now. That's fucking, that's done. That's in theaters right now.
Yeah, man. That's going to be the one. We are making it off the Zoom. We are making it off the Zoom. Do you think one day this will ever not be a fucking Zoom podcast?
What? Yeah. What are the chances that we at some point sit in a studio with little wooden cube shells behind us, Funko Pops, lining them,
Celsius cans, on
Celsius
the table.
Cans,
LED like strip lighting,
flat brim hat collections, and tequila bottles.
We got Adam 22 and Bradley Martin in the guest seats.
I would give that a 30% chance of happening.
Wow.
That's a good, I would say you're spot on. It's yeah. Probably, I would give it a 42% chance, but.
Bro.
2027, I would say. So what did I predict? Q2 is going to be the catastrophic ecological disasters are going to happen. Political, geopolitical chess pieces are going to be exploding.
Psychological, geopolitical.
I think that we are going to be
hypocritical.
Yes, exactly. I think that we are going to be just starting to, we've just put the down payment, bought a podcasting fucking house.
We buy HeadGum.
We buy HeadGum. Yeah.
Right.
And we're going to be riding this out like through the dark years, the dark, and it's going to last, you know, like 4 years or whatever, but we're going to be riding it out together.
Hey, would you predict what happens to me personally in the next 2 years?
In the next 2 years? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and do this seriously, Eric. So let's see here. 2 years. So what would that be? 20. So through the end of 2027, 2028.
Damn.
6-7. A few things. I can't even begin to entertain that fucking 6-7.
Because the potential is so insane. Is that what it is?
No, no, I was talking about 6-7, but okay.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Two things. Can I ask you guys?
Please.
One, have you ever had a room as messy as this? I haven't seen the floor in quite a while.
Damn.
There's no floor.
Where is that? That's your office? Okay. Yeah. Damn.
I would say
that's all right.
I think I said this last episode, but I do feel like a raccoon. I don't think
Just for breeze it, dude. Just for breeze.
But bro, those are cute animals. It's
good.
Cute as fuck.
Is, so you guys remember my short film, Straight Line? Watch yeah. on YouTube if you haven't seen it. I made this fucking prop. I wrote Mike Shinoda on my baritone ukulele for a scene that we ended up fucking cutting. Now it just says Mike Shinoda on my fucking baritone ukulele.
Wow. By the way, Jack, did you see this? That you were in the top films of the year in IndieWire. They asked like 50 directors, and Andy DeYoung yes. put yours in his yeah. In his
That's fucking.
Which was a great
that
list.
That was
too,
so funny.
I was like, oh shit! I saw it as I was just looking, scrolling through the article, and just saw it like organically, and I was like, oh, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I just saw that the other day.
Shout out Andy.
And I texted him, and I was like, dude, it's just funny that it's yeah. He was like, yeah, man, it's a feature film.
Okay, Eric, back to your prediction. You are going to have to make a really, really tough decision. An opportunity is going to come your way that is like
there's no doubt
that is like Blue's Clues host sort of
I have to thing. Say that's gonna happen for every one of us. A very a tough decision, difficult decision is right, and then I'll have experience to make all the other decisions correctly after that.
I exactly. like those
decision
but you're gonna yeah. be at like a Miss Rachel like kids show. It's gonna be in the orbit of like Eric, this is the next 40 years of your life.
Yeah.
And you have to be a
decide now.
You have to decide right now. And it's right. gonna and this is going to be like the biggest kids show on the planet. All right. Oh you're God. Gonna be beloved.
I'm the star
by,
of it, maybe.
You're the star. You're the star. You're the host of the you're next SpongeBob. Sesame Street, Blue's oh Clues, whatever, you know. And you're the star of the show.
Drang the bulldozer. Drang the bulldozer, I think, is what it is. Animated.
Drang the
what's oh. the name?
Drang.
No, you're on. You know, this is not animated. You're on camera and you have to be all bubbly. Hey guys.
And at the same time, your brother is in financial legal trouble in a way that he can't deal with on his own.
Is it Senor Eric? And it's kind of Spanish. Me learning Spanish and sort of teaching very basic Spanish.
Yeah. And your whole thing is that you kind of pee your pants once in a while.
Oh, I did. I did this for my niece and nephew. And
you predicted
we were
their
watching,
lives?
What's that?
You predicted their lives?
No, no.
Come here. Sit down.
Come here. No, I was we were watching YouTube videos and the people were acting like, "Hey guys, do you know what's going on?" Like they were talking uh-huh. like that, and I did that voice for them, and they were like cracking up. They couldn't even like believe that I was doing it, and I was like, "You can say like anything in that voice, and they'll like think it's like awesome."
We are leaving millions of because we have standards. You see what I'm saying? We're leaving at least $4.2 million on the fucking table.
Yeah, of course. But it's not about the money.
For me, it's beginning to be about the money, man. I need it. That's all I'm caring about. I care about creativity.
Would you let me be your business manager, Eric?
No.
I would. I hella would. How's it?
Yeah,
every time
would.
We go out to a restaurant, yeah. Nate, you don't get food. Like you are the most frugal, financially wise person I've ever met.
Yeah, with you my money, but yours, I'm gonna be doing some shit with it.
Hey,
like,
man,
I'm gonna be reckless with it.
Well, as long as you don't get
very,
into gambling.
In a way that could, it would be a volatile sort of thing where, yeah, you could be making, we could 10x this, or you could be broke for the next year, you know?
I'm down.
I always would rather 10x than be broke. I'll just put that, put it that way.
I know.
Okay. Right.
I know.
Fantastic instinct.
Do you guys think I should be investing in, this is, if somebody listening right now has, is a
Rocket
day
Labs.
Trader. That's what I was about to say. I'm looking on the Reddit right now and I'm like, let me get in on the ground floor of something, just anything, dude. Just let me get in the ground floor of anything. And I'm seeing right now that there's this stock called Rocket Lab. Okay. And I don't know if I've missed the boat on it, but it seems like by the time it gets to me, yeah, I've missed the boat. But if I haven't, let me know. And if there is a new boat, let me know. Because I'm looking to get in the ground floor of something. And
Nate, how much are you willing to invest on the ground
floor? I'll risk it all. I'll risk it all.
It all?
Shit. Everything.
So Nate, would you do this? $375?
$476, bro.
Nate, I'm serious. Venmo me that $475. I swear to you, tomorrow I can send you back $900. Do you want to know how? Or do you not even want to know?
Craps.
No.
Vegas.
No.
Slots. Is it gambling related?
It's slots.
Slots, yeah.
Give it to me and I'll put it on the Crypt of Giza, which is the live game I'm playing. Have I told you guys about the Crypt of Giza?
You're spending money on a video game?
No, it's gambling, Latvian gambling.
Oh, yes.
The Crypt of Giza is a live game that plays 24/7 on slots.lv. It's a real set in a dungeon of maybe Latvia, and it's decorated like Egypt, and it's pachinko. And then the ball drops down, and the hosts are dressed like safari explorers. Yeah.
You know what? I did make $80 on playing craps in the Vegas airport.
Delicious.
Run it back.
Yeah.
Run it back.
The pass line, just boop, pass line. Keep tapping it. $80. Just like that. Doubled my money, by the way. 2x'd it. $60.
Holy shit.
God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good.
God is good.
Shut up and fish.
Mm-hmm.
So we just completed the Japan episode. We hit every nook and cranny of the country, did all the cultural outputs.
Should we real quick say as many cities as we can in Japan?
Yeah.
Tokyo.
And don't say the first one.
Yeah, those two. Okay. Or should we say them out of respect?
Okinawa.
Osaka. Okinawa.
Sapporo.
Sapporo. And many more.
What's that northern one called? Did I just say it?
Well, you know what they make in Sapporo, right?
Wait, it's bubbly. Is that where that shit is from? Wait. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling me that, man. Dude, why does it feel so much better to be anybody but me?
Huh.
Let's end this shit. Thanks for rocking. What gave you guys joy?
No, you're doing amazing, man. And people wish they were you. Truly, I bet you over. If you could have the 9 billion people go, would I rather be Jack Benzinger? 7.9 billion would say, I'd rather be Jack.
Really? Well,
rather be me.
Then you show them the state of the room that I'm in right now, and they say, let me be him for 3 hours, clean his room, and then let me get out of there.
And give it back.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Nate.
What gave you joy, man?
You dress like a turtle. Yeah, what gave you joy?
Wow, really? You know, I watched this movie. Have you guys seen If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You?
No. Not yet. Oh, I want to
see
it.
It's pretty good. It's
Mary
pretty good.
Braun.
Definitely Steam. Worth it. It's one of the most intense like movies where you're just like you're gonna want to just after the movie you're like, like exhale. Like it is the really, really like intense, but
whoa.
It's really fucking good.
You should do a Roger and Ebert style channel where that's your catchphrase for every movie that's slightly stressful. Every
what's the catchphrase?
It's just the kind of movie where afterwards you go like
Siskel and Ebert.
Did I say Roger and Ebert?
I think you said Roger or Robert.
Something like that. Roger Ebert. No, Roger Ebert. That's his name.
Oh, okay.
But I think I said Roger and Ebert like a fucking damn fool.
How peculiar.
So I gave, if I had legs, I'd kick you is your joy, Nate?
Yes. It was awesome.
I need to watch it.
And it's also, this is a good rental price, I would say.
How much?
I think it was on Amazon. A lot of these fucking movies, it's like $4.99 to rent it. Like, yeah. What are you fucking talking about? This was $1.99.
Yep, fair.
$1.99. That's fair. I'll pay $1.99 for a movie any fucking day.
I just rented Sentimental Value for $15.
Oh my God, what a steal.
Are you kidding me?
No.
That's worth it because that movie is incredible.
I can't wait to watch.
I like that.
Jack.
$1.99.
Joy.
What gave me joy? What gave me joy? The black injury. My toenail, my black toenail is growing. Jesus. Off the injury. Oh, wait a minute. I got engaged last. That's got to be it. I got engaged.
Yep.
That is a free way. But they both are. Both of those things. So I cheated. I have two joys. But that's a free way to get.
Congratulations, brother.
To feel good.
Congratulations off the market, dude. Officially.
Officially, ladies, fellas.
Get away from
sorry.
You.
Get away. He's We're off open. The market.
We're open. That's all. I'll say that. That was part of it. I said,
open to you, shutting down offers, you mean?
I got on one knee and I said, will you be polyamorous for the rest of your life with me?
Yeah.
And that was it. Everybody in the skate park went fucking crazy for us. Yeah. And then we did a.
It's amazing.
Challenge.
That's incredible. I can't wait for the wedding. Amazing. That's going to be fucking nuts.
The wedding.
Get ready to meet people. China in May. Let's just say all the tacticians are invited. May wedding.
We should raffle off one attendance.
And you have to be the fucking ticket. Priest or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Eric.
Okay, what gave me joy? Without going into too much detail, I've been in a sort of a nightmare mental state for the last 4 days since New Year's Eve happened. And I'm just crawling out of the hole. Luckily, I went through it with some friends, and they also are just crawling out of the hole. But yet, last night, I was finally able to just chill and watch. We watched The Detectorists, which I had never seen.
Oh.
And that show, it's a British show called The Detectorists. Metal Detectorists.
Oh, is that what it's about?
They do metal detecting. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. That sounds so
and
good.
And it's so fucking good and cozy.
When is that from?
Fun. Came out in 2014 and then it just ended. They had like a movie that came out in 2022. But it's bussin'.
Interesting.
And yeah, first podcast of the new year. Is this the first
podcast?
Oh, second. All right, so we're just going strong. All right, guys. Peace and love. Pray that my mustache fucking grows back. All right. And
we'll see you on Thursday.
We'll see you on Thursday.
Stay violent.
Bye.
But goodbye.
Go on.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.